Hello, and this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm Todd Wright. Thank you for listening. We are recording this early Saturday morning, September 9th, with a look back at something that happened in the Thursday night season opener between the Chiefs and Lions, and a thought about that as it related to some of the fallout from that particular game that I think deserves some extra attention from one of my favorite guys in the business. Something unique that I did not hear anywhere else that I want to share with you about that game and a potential scenario for a similar situation in a game in the future. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. For more information, go to pinchasers.net and start having fun. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Family law, divorce, child support adjustment, and Brandon Legal Group would like to remind all of you males who are divorced and by law were ordered by a judge to pay permanent alimony. Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law in the state of Florida effective July 1st, 2023, the elimination of permanent alimony. So if you are paying permanent alimony and you would like to stop doing that, you might want to call Brandon Legal Group and let them assist you and save you money. 813-902-3576 for a free consultation or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. You can follow me on Instagram at ToddWright2121. Same with Twitter at ToddWright2121. And we can be friends on Facebook. I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thursday night, it was great to have meaningful National Football League action. We dealt with the facade that is the preseason. It gets worse every year. Perhaps in someone else's lifetime, not mine, there will be, I don't know, one preseason game. It's amazing that when I was born and when I first started watching football, the NFL had six preseason games before a 14-game regular season. There's something about that 20 number for them. So in the 50-plus years I've been on the planet, they've at least gone from 14-6 to 17-3. Perhaps at some point in 50 years it'll be 19-1 because it's just awful. I don't even know if the teams enjoy doing it. We're the ones paying for it. The networks who cover games get to do it as a dry run. That's all it is. So we had season opener, Lions Chiefs. Lions win the game. Sloppy game, but fun at times to watch. 21-20, Lions win, picking up where they left off with their big push at the end of last season, and at least for the season opener, justifying some of the buzz about the Lions being a playoff team for this coming season. Jared Goff continuing to make a push for the all-time NFL record for quarterbacks, not throwing an interception. In terms of a streak without an interception, I believe Brady holds that mark as he does so many marks. Kansas City without Travis Kelce, the game under, I believe it's John Hussey. It's just a funny name to me. Remember, I was raised by grandparents and sarcastic, witty grandparents, so Hussey always makes me laugh because of how I was taught the word. He does not have any history of calling illegal formations or false starts. The Chiefs seem to know that, and in particular took advantage of that with their tackles and their right tackle in what were obvious illegal formations, and movement before the snap to try to counter Aiden Hutchinson and his effectiveness off the edge for the Lions. In the end, the Lions do get the win. The Chiefs were without a huge offensive weapon in the passing game. They had a horrible night in terms of their wide receiver core that's generated a lot of talk about, I know we're one game in, how can they upgrade at the wide receiver position? Kadarius Toney was terrible. And Donovan Smith picked up where he left off, last year's most penalized offensive lineman in the NFL with Tampa Bay, had a key holding penalty on the final series for the Chiefs that helped put them in the hole we're going to talk about. So of all the things being talked about off the Lions 21-20 victory on Thursday night, there was a significant reaction to the reasoning behind Andy Reid choosing to let Patrick Mahomes run a play on 4th and 25. And I believe the Chiefs at that point were on the 30-yard line, somewhere around the 30-yard line. Kadarius Toney had a drop. Donovan Smith had the aforementioned penalty. There was another penalty, and suddenly the Chiefs are 4th and 25. There's 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go. We're in a stop clock situation. The Chiefs have all three timeouts. They're down 1 point. Most of the time, we see teams punt in that situation because there are 4 clock stoppages minimum available to that team that is punting. The 2 minute warning and their 3 timeouts. There could be more if the opposing team commits a penalty, throws an incomplete pass, runs out of bounds for some reason. There could be more stoppages. But the Chiefs chose to go on 4th and 25, and again, I believe the ball was at the 30-yard line, down 1 point with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go. I admired the aggressiveness of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. I think with Travis Kelce, that play may have a chance of being successful, or Tyreek Hill, neither available to the Chiefs in that situation. It's the first game of the year also. This isn't a playoff game. This isn't a game that you're looking at to impact what's going on with your playoff seeding. But the best thing I heard was from Gil Alexander, who I talk about on my new podcast, the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. If you play in a Survivor League, and they have grown and grown in popularity over the years, please just type into a search engine the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, or look for it on joebucksfan.com. I know it's already available via the iHeartMedia app. It is a new podcast, and it will have weekly Survivor conversation as it relates to the National Football League. I mentioned Gil in that because Gil is Survivor obsessed. And Gil is even giving me, via text message shortly before I cut a broadcast, an opinion for my podcast. Gil hosts on VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on weekdays, and has been doing that for some time. He's also done a primetime show for them, and I have a great amount of respect for Gil. About as much as I can have for anyone who is a longtime fan of the Washington Redskins / football team / commander / TBA. So I actually tuned into Gil on VSiN on the Friday after Chiefs-Lions, not to hear what Gil had to say about Chiefs-Lions, but hoping for some Survivor conversation. And Gil talked about the 4th and 25 with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go. And the more I think about what Gil said, the more it blows my mind. Gil may have gotten this from somebody else. I didn't hear him attribute. And one of the things throughout my life of local radio, national radio, satellite radio, and now podcasts that I've gotten a lot of credit for is I attribute when I hear something that I like to use. I don't take ownership of something that is not mine, even if it's from someone I don't like or I don't necessarily don't usually listen to or read. So this was from Gil Alexander's Friday show, A Numbers Game, on VSiN. You can follow him on Twitter. I believe it's Beating the Book, and it'll come up as Gil Alexander. Gil talked about another idea in that spot. Instead of just Mahomes throwing on 4th and 25, instead of punting on 4th and 25, there's another scenario there. I was talking to a great friend about this. He said, "Oh, so you take a safety?" No, because there, now you're down 3. So now a field goal doesn't win for you if you get the ball back. And at the end of a safety, what happens? You've got to kick the ball away. And it's a lot tougher to onside kick off a safety, off a free kick like that, than it is on in a normal kickoff situation. So no, not that. Here's Gil's idea. Let's set it up one more time. 2:09 to go. Chiefs are down 1 point. 4th and 25 on their own 30. 3 timeouts in their pocket. What is your goal? Your goal is, if you can't get the first down, which I like how someone pointed this out because he was a regular on my show. You don't have Freddie Mitchell. You don't have Fred X to deliver on 4th and 26. And I'm very proud to say, I not only saw that live, I was in the stands live. Brett Favre's last game as a Packer, when the Eagles and Freddie Mitchell from Donovan McNabb pulled off 4th and 26 to set up a game-tying field goal to send that Packers-Eagles game to overtime that year. So no, the Chiefs don't have Freddie Mitchell. So what do you do? Here's Gil Alexander's theory. Patrick Mahomes takes a shotgun snap. So he is how many yards behind the line of scrimmage with a shotgun? 5 at least. Between four and six. It's a little shorter than, say, the holder, who's normally 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage to take a snap, because your normal center isn't a long snapper. So, yeah, it's roughly 4 yards, maybe a little longer than that. So Mahomes takes that snap and immediately starts running backwards towards one of the sidelines. And he purposely runs out of bounds, making sure he holds the ball at the 9-yard line as he runs out of bounds, backwards. Loss of 21, turnover on downs. Another key here is that Mahomes does that in 8 seconds or less, which I think he can do. If he's taking the snap at his own 26, remember the line of scrimmage is what, the 30? So can he cover 17 yards on a direct angle in 8 seconds or less? Yeah, I think he can. So he might actually get out of bounds with 2:02 to go or 2:03 to go. Let's just say it's 2:02. So you're saying, well, why would he do that? That's not productive in any way. As Gil Alexander of VSiN laid out perfectly, you're going to get the ball back. If you run that play, you are giving the Lions the ball first and goal at the 9-yard line. And here's why that's significant. The Lions cannot run out the clock. Jared Goff cannot take three knees and end the game. Think about it. The clock's going to stop after the next play for the two-minute warning. So that's one down. Now you're already at second down, and the Chiefs have three timeouts. So unless the Chiefs do something stupid, which we've seen players do, a Bengals player did it to allow the Chiefs to win the AFC Championship game. Unless the Chiefs do something stupid, take some form of a personal foul that not only stops the clock, but resets the down marker for an automatic first down, you're going to get the ball back. Okay, you're saying, well, great, you're going to get the ball back. But think about it. With the two-minute warning stopping after the first play, then you use a timeout after second down if you need to. Use a timeout after third down if you need to. On fourth down, if the Lions have not yet scored a touchdown, they will likely attempt a field goal to go up four, because being up four is more significant than being up three, considering they're going to have to give the Chiefs the ball back. So let's say the Lions score a touchdown. Okay, they score a touchdown. Maybe the Chiefs don't even play defense, and the Lions take the touchdown. So now the Lions are up seven. Now you're putting the ball in Dan Campbell's court and saying, are you going to go for two? Or do you want to be up eight? Guaranteed, you're at least going to overtime in this game if Mahomes can get us in the end zone and then get a two-point conversion. In that scenario, I don't know what Dan Campbell would do. Up seven with just under or around 2 minutes to go. Maybe he goes for two. But if you kick it, you're guaranteed overtime. You're not going to lose in regulation. I don't know what he does there. But either way, if the Lions are up four, if the Lions are up seven, if the Lions are up eight, if the Lions are up nine, which would suck, you're still getting the ball back very close to the two-minute warning. In any scenario other than the Chiefs doing something stupid that results in a personal foul or some penalty that results in automatic first down half the distance, and we reset the down clock. So the Chiefs would get the ball back to start it no worse, right, likely than their own 25, and Patrick Mahomes gets a fresh set of downs. Now, based on how poorly the Chiefs receivers played, no Travis Kelce, they couldn't move it, 15, 20 yards to get Butker in position before. There's no guarantee here. But I thought Gil Alexander's comments and his theory about what was the best thing to do in that situation, down one, 2 minutes, 9 seconds to go, fourth and 25, on your own 30, three timeouts in your pocket, that might be one of the best things I've heard this entire football season, and we've played one game. And that is why I think so highly of Gil Alexander of VSiN and enjoy listening to him and enjoy being on his show. And we can even give the play a name. KC Moonwalk 9. You figure out why. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Tell me what you think. Tell me any ideas you have for a future podcast. Remember, we are 26 episodes into season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find that on similar platforms as this one, in addition to finding it on Apple Podcasts, and everything is distributed via joebucksfan.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you next time.